God can get through to us what God wants to get through at any time. You can, of course, seem to close off from God or turn away in disbelief, anger, or despair. Yet if God wants to get your attention, God will. That being said, it is important to understand how God communicates to us during prayer, usually in subtle and unexpected ways. There are seven essential entryways in us through which God may stealthily make God's presence and will known during prayer. The better you understand these, the more readily your apparent prayer monologue can be grasped as a prayer dialogue, as a with rather than at God. It is vital to patiently wait upon and listen for the Lord around these entryways. God's entryways in prayer include, first, thoughts. You may find yourself thinking in a new anointed way, indicating God at work. Most every morning during my abiding prayer, which we'll get to eventually, God gives me insights and directions for my writing. Imagination. You may discover yourself imagining something that God authors. This is like a daydream. You did not seem to start, which reveals something God wants you to realize. Will. You may discover new desires, a greater will or passion for God and for service. It may prove necessary to ask God to affect your will directly, so it is in accord with God's will. Feelings. Your feelings may change. Dark ones dissipate. Bright ones dawn. God can ease your burdens and cleanse your heart. Memory. You may find yourself remembering past moments when God was there for you. If God was there for you yesterday, God will assuredly be with you today. Trust God. 6. Intuition. It's called the sixth sense. This is the underappreciated means of discernment and how you can tell the who of persons. Through intuition, you can sense directly the presence and person of God in ways which can neither be proven nor denied. Discernment is also how you can distinguish what is of God, of yourself, and of the evil one. Finally, 7. Speech to the heart. The ancient monks described listening to God with the, quote, ear of your heart, end quote. God can and does, be it infrequently and always unexpectedly, address you, typically with very few words. God does so with what the rabbis termed the voiceless echo. These words are always what you need to hear and are always for your good and eternal well-being.